Alright folks, welcome back to Mind Training. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to keep you sane in this crazy world. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be honest, sometimes life throws punches like a heavyweight champ on espresso, leaving you bruised, bewildered, and just wanting to curl up in a ball under a cozy blanket. Ever feel that way? You know that feeling when everything seems overwhelming, and even the thought of showering feels like climbing Mount Everest. Well, friends, today we're diving into something crucial. Seeking solace when life knocks you down. The Stoics understood this better than anyone. They knew that while striving for virtue and resilience is essential, sometimes even the strongest Stoics need a moment to weather the storm. So, what does solace actually look like in practice? It's not about escapism or ignoring your problems, it's about creating space for yourself to process, recharge, and return to your best self. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when seeking solace. First, identify your unique sanctuary. For some, it might be a quiet walk in nature. For others, it could be losing themselves in a good book or indulging in a creative hobby. What activity instantly calms your mind and brings you peace? Maybe it's baking a pie, don't judge. Listening to old school tunes that transport you back to simpler times, or just taking a long, hot bath with a face mask. Figure out what works for you and make time for it, even when things are hectic. Next, practice mindful disengagement. The world is constantly demanding your attention, emails, notifications, social media, the news cycle. It's relentless. When seeking solace, intentionally step away from the digital noise. Put your phone on silent, close your laptop, and allow yourself to be fully present in whatever brings you peace. Thirdly, remember that solitude isn't always lonely. Sometimes the best way to recharge is simply to spend time alone with your thoughts. Don't feel pressure to fill every moment with external stimulation. Embrace the quiet moments for reflection, introspection, and reconnecting with yourself. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Fourthly, gratitude can be a powerful anchor. When you're feeling overwhelmed, it's easy to get caught up in what's lacking. Instead, focus on the good things in your life, big and small. Write them down, say them out loud, or simply reflect on them in your mind. This shift in perspective can bring a sense of calmness and appreciation even during tough times. Finally, be patient with yourself. Seeking solace is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more centered than others. Don't beat yourself up if you struggle to find peace. Just keep trying, keep experimenting, and remember that self-care is an ongoing journey. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a woman juggling a demanding job, family commitments, and personal projects. She feels constantly pulled in different directions, like a spinning top threatening to break apart. One evening, after a particularly stressful day, she finds herself yearning for a moment of calm. Instead of scrolling through social media or binge-watching another show, Sarah decides to light some candles, put on some calming music, and take a long bath with essential oils. As she soaks in the warm water, she takes deep breaths, allowing her thoughts to drift away like bubbles rising to the surface. She feels a sense of peace wash over her, reminding her that even amidst chaos, there's always space for solace. So, what's your sanctuary? What brings you peace? Remember, seeking solace isn't about neglecting responsibilities, it's about tending to your well-being so you can show up fully in all areas of your life. Make time for what nourishes your soul. Practice mindfulness, and remember that self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Next time we meet, I'll be sharing some Stoic strategies for turning setbacks into stepping stones. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep seeking that inner peace. See you soon.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.